him shift when he's saying, this is so terrible and so horrible. Does he go into Congress and do a parody of what Trump put out as the truth? So there's all this spin and lying and manipulation. And I thought people deserve to know, because we are in a state of chaos. We don't know what to believe of anybody. Somebody with a lot of money and power and greed is pulling the strings, and this is just a cover-up. It's a total frame and total cover-up.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Sherry Edwards coming back. She really wanted to come back, and frankly, I wanted her to come back too. She's able to see a whole hologram through people's vocal prints, not just be able to see if they're lying. She has this mutation in her ear. If you don't know who she is, you should do some serious research on her. There's been PBS specials on her. They've done, the military has done, military labs have done research on her. She's the real deal, and her study of vocal prints can tell health, your health records. It's a whole hologram of what you're about, but she can also tell when people are lying. And this whole impeachment clown show that she's been seeing going on is just driving her nuts, because she knows that people are lying and withholding information. And it really ties into what I just did with Harley Schlanger. That's a very important show if you have not seen it. On things are happening now. The Fed is putting in $75 billion a day starting September 15th. They're going to go through October 10th, maybe, if it actually ends then. I don't know if it'll end then. I doubt it. And some days they're putting in upwards of $125 billion. They have a whole agenda. And I think that's what's behind this whole show. They need Trump out of the way so they can implement their agenda. And he's a pain in the butt. He is getting in their way of their agenda, and they want him gone. They want him impeached. They want him gone. The vocal prints are showing that there's a whole agenda. They're not telling the truth. They're not in control. They're puppets for others. You will learn that. Sherry's going to go through this, all the different vocal prints. It really fits into the puzzle. What she's seeing fits into the puzzle to what we're seeing as far as central bankers and the Fed and this whole impeachment and their carbon initiative, and all these pieces are starting to fit together. So I also want to remind you that there is a report, the central bankers' plan for the CO2 funding and what that will result in. It's pretty grim, but it's important that people see it. That's up on my Patreon. You can get it at Harley Schlanger's The LaRoche website. I have his link there. Otherwise, I have it for my patrons on my Patreon site. And also, Sherry has classes coming up so that you can learn how to read your own vocal prints. You can see if people are lying. You can see exactly what she's saying. She has a class teaching you how to do this. And she also has a software that's $40. It's really not that expensive, but it only works on PCs. So hopefully, if you have a PC, you can get the software and start to learn how to read your own vocal prints. It also works with medical kind of situations, and there's all sorts of things that she can help you with if you're having some medical issues. She claims she's not, you know, she tells you she's not a doctor, she can't practice medicine, but she can give you some really good ideas of what's going on with your own medical issues. And so her link is below as well. So let's get into this really important interview with Sherry Edwards. Sherry, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
It's great to be here.
Well, you know,
We're living through this crazy impeachment clown show, which everybody that can critically think knows that there's something seriously wrong here. Anybody that's read the transcript knows that it's bogus. But you take this farther. You, with your vocal prints, not only can you tell when people are lying, but you get a blueprint, if you will, of what's behind their agenda and initiatives, and like no other. And so I'm so excited to talk to you about this. What have you learned? I know you've been looking at Adam Schiff. I know you've been looking at Pelosi and Biden and all those characters. Let's start with, well, you take it away. You start with where you think we need to start on this.
Well, I was noticing on some of the TV shows, there was Biden and he was so obviously lying, and Pelosi was so obviously torn, and Barr was standing there like a wall protecting everything. And I saw them trying to strip all of Trump's support, and I started thinking, now they're saying this, but why are they saying it? Why is Adam Schiff, when he's saying, this is so terrible and so horrible, does he go into Congress and do a parody of what Trump put out as the truth?
Yeah, so it wasn't even close.
Is it serious or not? So there's all this spin and lying and manipulation. And I thought people deserve to know, because we are in a state of chaos. We don't know what to believe of anybody. So I started looking, and there's been a real shift, no pun intended, with Pelosi and Schiff in the past 3 or 4 days. And there's been a change. There's been a change in Trump. He finally got fed up. I think it's a brilliant move that he put out this telephone transcript before this whistleblower idiocy got brought in. I think that took all the oomph out of what Adam Schiff was trying to do. But if you really look at Adam Schiff in the last few days, there is something big going on. And I don't know if it's because they know that Trump is not controllable and everybody else in the White House has been controllable. Most of the Congress is controllable with money and greed.
And blackmail.
There's something that, yes, and there's something they're trying to cover up or hide. And it's been going on for years. Look at all the fake news. They come out with the same words, the same phrases. It's all coming from one source in how they're manipulating this. So either China's got something up their sleeve, or
England?
Somebody with a lot of money and power and greed is pulling the strings, and this is just a cover-up. It's a total frame and total cover-up. We'll look at this as, this is the same as that stupid dossier, Russian dossier. And I heard somebody say it was written in the same format, and they thought the same person wrote both. But it's definitely screwy what's happening. And when we were embezzled here, the police said one of the things you need to walk or look out for and is when people start causing troubles and lies and spin and keeping everybody stirred up, that's the real culprit. And I think that's the same thing that's happening in Congress. The people out there who are stirring all the crap here with Pelosi and Schiff at the helm, they're not the people doing it, but they're delivering a message. This is the first time in a long time that I have seen Pelosi go totally emotional. Usually her stuff is very mental, and she's manipulating with mind and words. The other night yesterday on TV, I saw her do that press release and take credit for what Trump was doing. She was so manipulative with words, but everything came out emotional. And it just doesn't make sense of what's going on. Her voice is naive.
Oh.
Pelosi's voice is not naive.
But was it here? Was it in this press this latest press conference, was it naive or was it not?
It was naive. Oh, I don't know if people can see that, all that blue.
Okay. And whereas normally, what is it like?
Yellow. It's mostly yellow.
So this is a major shift. What do you think? She's naive. Do you think she's doesn't understand what is behind all this, and she's just being manipulated and going with it? Is that what's happening, or what does this? What does it mean to be naive in this?
She doesn't have a choice. She doesn't have a choice with it.
Well, that makes
this
sense.
This is not her idea. There's no foundation here. And there's no control here. And she usually has at least a fourth of what she's saying is about control. It's gone. This is a total shift. Somebody, no pun intended, this is a total deviation.
Well, what does Adam Schiff
say? Trying to.
What does Adam Schiff say?
It gets worse.
Okay, keep going.
This is obfuscation for her own emotional stability. Okay, and then along comes Adam Schiff. I'll just read part of this because it's fierce. Pelosi and Schiff held a news conference about the impeachment stance. Both start with emotional statements. Schiff told a little story about the guy that got killed, chopped up into pieces. And my undergraduate degree is in interpersonal communication. And if you want to catch somebody on an emotional level, you tell an emotional story up front. Pelosi's was how Trump is being non-cooperative about all the bills that they're trying to pass. That's poppycock. He is multitasking, and that's not like him either. He's usually very yellow, very mental.
And what is he right now?
So from that perspective, all the multicolored stuff here.
And that's Trump?
That's unlike him also. This is Schiff.
Oh, this is Schiff. Okay.
Adam Schiff.
And is the long blue one mean ego?
In his case, it means naive, naive justice.
Oh, so he's clueless but thinks he's doing something good.
Yes, and I figured out from the other people we've looked at that Adam Schiff is one of the most expendable people, and that's why they put him out front, because if he goes, nobody cares. And says incredibly naive, doesn't realize that he is obviously expendable. If the impeachment goes south, he is expendable, and the information is, because the information is scattered all over the place. I really doubt from what this is, when he's talking about the whistleblower, his ego goes sky high. From that, I doubt that there's a whistleblower. And right now, they're trying to find somebody who fits the description that he has created, because I really believe he's the whistleblower, and he can't produce the whistleblower. Why would they hide a whistleblower? Why would they be afraid for the safety? This is like the last time when he said, I have the evidence. I will bring it forward. Did he? Absolutely no. I don't think he has anything.
Is there any fear in these vocal profiles that the people behind them are scary? Is there any fear?
There is a lack of foundation. So this is not Schiff or Pelosi's idea. Somebody else is putting all of this together. and these two people are just peons. There's absolute evidence that he knew about the whistleblower and what was going on. That's come out in the news. He's lied about meeting this person when the person came to their office and they sent him to a lawyer. So my opinion about all of this, and I'm having trouble because no light. This is one of the stupidest events ever pushed by Pelosi. The other bigger one is when she demanded from Congress that they vote on Obamacare before they even read it.
Well, that one was really dumb. Well, that was so dumb that you have to laugh. I have to. This is so serious. I have to laugh at things like that because it's just so crazy. Well,
I'm old enough to remember comic books where there was civil war and people had to hide underground and they were fighting the government. We are already in a civil war. And these people look like the leaders. They're nothing but pawns.
Well, what other vocal prince gave you some information? Because that's good to know. People think they're the leaders and they're not. And we're trying to... I just did a show with Harley Schlanger. It's up right now, showing that they got to look past this show and see that there's this whole central bank Fed thing going on at the UN level. They're rolling out this whole new economic system. It's pretty serious. And all of this impeachment is part of that because they need to get Trump out of the way because he's throwing a wrench in their plan. He's a pain in their ass and they want him gone. And this all
makes
sense.
He's not controllable.
This makes sense because that they're
pawns.
He's
absolutely. Yes. But Trump can't be bought. He's got his own money. And they're trying to get rid of him because they can't control him. And they have done a masterful job. First thing, go after the media. And it's all the same thing. They're saying all the same words, all the same spiel. So you know that's one concerted effort when they all say the same phrases and the same thing. The next thing they went after was all of his support. So they're trying to go after Barr right now. Barr's not going to budge. He is a wall, a rock. He just thinks they're silly. They went after, think about this. Adam Schiff sends out a note. Notice that Rudy Giuliani is not supposed to be able to talk on their TV shows. Think of this stupid stuff. Kamala Harris wants Trump's tweets killed in his tweet account. Freedom of speech, there it goes. Look,
there's multiple places like Ventura County where they were doing a fundraiser for a fallen police officer to raise money for their family. It was a bipartisan event where different Democrats and Republicans were speaking, and the sheriff canceled the event because Republicans were at it. So this family doesn't get the money, and he just didn't want any. He was just horrified that Republicans were speaking at the event. And I mean, so those things are happening.
Maxine Waters, without a trial or anything, she wants Trump locked up in solitary confinement. Is this
Maxine
America?
Waters, have you done her profile? Because she must be just out there. I mean, complete. You said Obama was the person that lied the most on, you know, when you read their vocal print. I bet you she'd be up there, too.
She's not, doesn't show up as a liar. She just shows up as scattered, like some mental person. How does she keep her job?
She's easy to manipulate. Put her out there and wave her around like a puppet. I don't know. So what did you find with a Biden? Because I thought that was very interesting what you sent about Biden.
Biden is not going to last. His energy isn't going to last. I should say I'm not a physician. I just look at the numbers. And this is computer printouts that his Krebs cycle, his energy cycle of oxygenation to the cells is very compromised. And that's why he's not mentally all there all the time.
So he's ill.
I didn't see Bernie's stuff coming. He isn't. Yes, he's physically ill with vascular and circulation, but I didn't see it coming with Bernie. But I didn't test Bernie because I just thought Bernie's going to fall by the wayside.
Sure, that's what it looks like. So one other thing that you said about Biden is, besides Obama, he is the second most lying person that you've ever done. And he just a nonstop feed of lies. Can you expand on that?
Well, he's all bluff and bluster. Watch when somebody brings up what happened to you and your son in Ukraine. He doesn't answer. He said, I'll tell you what, that Trump guy should blah, blah, blah. You know, he's just oblivious. Smoke and mirrors, bluff and bluster. I've got his file, but it's not in color. His highest notes are ego and justice. They're all yellow. They're all off the chart high. I don't know if you can see that.
Yep.
See how high those yellow
One thing
stripes are.
I get confused, and you need to correct this and help me understand. Why is justice so high for people that are doing such evil and stupid things and lying and abusing their power? I find that as a common theme, that justice can be pretty high in some of those individuals. How does that work?
Well, who's justice? It's like a religious zealot, that it has to be their way. And this is, I can't
okay.
see this. I don't even have enough light. But here, see the circle?
Yes.
Where he's lying about information? About information. That's a score of over 2,000.
Wow, what's the normal?
The normal score is 42.
Wow, so basically he's just lying. Where did Obama's come out? Pretty similar?
Obama's came out in ego. And I just don't care. One of them I did was when that kid got his head chopped off and he was at the golf course. He was talking about, oh, poor family and blah, 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 blah. It was all mental, not one emotional word. And it was all in fantasy, which means I don't mean a word I say. But it was all yellow.
He didn't care. Just flippant. So, okay, so now how does Hillary Clinton come in? Because she all of a sudden appeared out of nowhere and starts talking about, there's a tweet of her saying Trump needs to be impeached and all this other crap. I wish she would just go away, being honest. She's just an awful person. But what are you reading from her profiles?
It's all part of this gutsy woman book that she wrote. She wrote it so she could put herself out there as the authority about something. She wanted to be powerful and she wanted her word taken seriously. And since she wrote a book about these gutsy women, she's better than these gutsy women because she's the expert on them. And that's the same thing she's doing now. Hillary believes the more she says something, the more true it is, even if it's a lie from hell.
So she is trying to relate herself to really great women by writing a book about them and then trying to get that imprinted on her in the eyes of the public. And then she believes it.
She does believe it, but it was a deliberate ploy to put her back out there. Somebody even wrote to me, and this sounds really far-fetched, that they get rid of Trump, Biden falls, Pelosi becomes president, brings Hillary in as vice president, Pelosi steps down, and we have reversed the election.
Yeah, I don't know if that would happen, but that could. I mean, that's a theory. You have to admit, Hillary is gutsy. She's just awful. I mean, I got to give her the gutsy, right? I mean,
put it a little lower.
Well,
a little lower than
you
gutsy.
If you think gutsy is a positive, you know, like if... Gutsy is just you're willing to go out there and get yourself out there. If you're saying gutsy means you're out there and you're a good person, then no. But if you're just gutsy, then I think so. Okay, so what did you, what else did you learn about this whole debacle?
Well, she compared herself to Trump, and he was very negative about he stole the election, the same old garbage that she's been going through and losing her power. I think by now, if it hadn't been Trump, the person would have fallen, because he is so strong and standing because he so believes in the people that he's not going to fall over. But unless you had a powerful, powerful man in the position, they would have done away with him by now, killed him off, something, ruined his reputation that he couldn't protect. But think of Trump as a gunslinger. They come in like Richard Boone in that Paladin, Have a Gun, Will Travel.
Yeah.
He was a method actor, and you could feel his passion for the little guy. And he came in and took out the people, the elite, that were really doing bad things to the townspeople. And then he didn't care, and he walked off clean because he had done something good.
It's kind of like
Liam Neeson
in that movie where he says, "I have skills." He goes out and he's saving his daughter and those girls. Yeah, and he just is like taking them out. And because he knows he's helping people, he's getting rid of bad guys that are really hurting innocent people. And it takes a tough person to do that. It's kind of like Jimmy Boots. If you're a bad guy, you do not want to cross. You did not want to cross him. But all of that, he was really, really, really respectful to somebody who had absolutely no power and authority from anybody. And he would treat them gently and respect them and with kindness. But he would take out somebody that was hurting innocent people. And those people are heroes. And those
creeps.
I just think those people are the heroes, and that's what we need right now. We need to have people have courage to know what's right and to stand up for what's right. And can you finish this out with giving us some words of advice based on everything you're seeing? Because you're seeing things that other people cannot see. You're seeing this hologram of information that the average person doesn't see. So what kind of advice would you give the normal person out there watching this clown act go on and circus show go on?
Well, it's obvious that we're in chaos. It's obvious that there's two stories. But instead of listening to what people are saying, listen to why they're saying it to you. What are they trying to do with their words? Like lawyers see two different sides. Grade school kids see two different sides and go only have one friend at a time. Listen to why all of this is going on. And we have software on our site that people can go to and get a report. When you look at somebody, and this is a Pelosi's again, when you see only, see, this is literal. She's only telling one side. How can you see that? She only has information on one side.
It needs to be balanced.
Yes. Ron Paul, if you do something on him, he's totally upfront. National Vaccine Information Center, which we're being attacked on. Barbara Lowe Fisher is ahead of that. She's telling the truth. If you look at Gwen Olson's information that we've posted about how we're being ripped off with Big Pharma, she's telling the truth. There are people out there who are standing up for us. And if you want to test their voice, you can see, are they telling the truth? When you look at one of these graphs and half the stuff is missing, they're not telling you the truth. They're telling you something for them. Trying to find something so you could look at it.
Well, if you have one that's people know what a barrel
is.
One. Okay.
Well, that shift, he's sort of balanced, but all of his information is way up here in fantasy. So if you just look at that, you'd say he's telling the truth. But look at all the different colors everywhere. It's all scattered. Pieces are there, but it's scattered. So look at this as something literal. If it's filled in every little square, and then that means everything's connected. we should do another class and show people how to do this. We are doing a two-day class where we're going to show this, and it's going to be on the 10th and 11th. If people want to go to our file,
where can they find it? On your website? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, soundhealthoptions.com, and go to classes. This one's going to be about fatigue and depression, but most of the classes work the same. And we'll take a special part of this and show people how to look at the liars, because we are being manipulated. I think there is something so big coming down the road. That's what all this diversion is about. Trump being in the way and not controllable, but there's, and I don't think it's the Green Deal because so many people are against it. This is something that's being controlled beyond or above Congress. The people are pulling the strings. There's something big coming that if we're over here dealing with
distractions.
Distraction, that's the word I was trying to think of. We're not going to pay attention to what's being done behind our back. Be careful of people's motives. Think about Biden being on camera and saying, yes, he did this. He said, you either get rid of this person that's bothering my son's company, or you don't get $1 billion of people's money. That was on camera.
He admitted it. And then the news actually says it's all been debunked, even though it's all on camera and he admitted it. It's just, oh my gosh, we're living in clown world. So I thank you so much for joining the show. And I once again, tell us what your website is and when those classes are.
Soundhealthoptions.com. All the classes are there under a class tab. But I want to ask another question. Why are we giving billions of dollars to Ukraine when our own people are living in the streets?
Well, I can tell you why. From what, just listening to Harvey Schlanger, people should listen to that show because he did a whole segment on Ukraine and how Ukraine fits into the geopolitical BS that's going on right now, and how the city of London and England and the crown is controlling it and why they're controlling it. People need to watch that show, but keep going.
Well, one other piece about, let's say, shift. This is so serious, we have to get rid of this president. And so he makes up a letter and put in the congressional record that's a total flip fraud. Why would he do that? If this is so serious, why would he do a parody? Because he thought maybe he could refer to the record and say, right here, I just read what Trump said. And it's a total farce.
Did he do that thinking, based on your vocal prints, did he do that thinking that people would believe that as the real deal?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
He was really that naive. They're trying to get it out of the record. But if it's serious and he can do a parody at the same time, he's not being truthful. Freed. So listen to the people who are feel right, who are telling you the truth. Question if you're getting two conflicting messages from the same person. That's a problem. If you have that in mind, you won't listen so close to what they're trying to tell you, but you listen to what's behind it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know a lot of people got to get a lot out of your classes, and you have that software that people can get. It only works on PCs, but they can get it if they want. And it helps people be able to read this information on their own, so they can start to understand what this means. So, I thank you so much for everything you do. You must be just going batty listening to the lies nonstop. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be you right now, let alone what I'm doing.
I want to be able to help people get the message out and how to look at the lies and the spin and give them the software so they can do it on their own.
Okay, well, thank you. We're going to leave it with that. Thank you so much.
Great.